Should I wholesale real estate? Okay. Should you?
To learn more about real estate wholesaling and investing, please visit www.smartrealestatewholesaling.com. And for our quick start program, go to www.11dayschallenge.com.
Should I wholesale real estate? Okay. Should you wholesale real estate? Now, this is a commonly, it's a frequently asked question. That's why I'm answering the question. But, the answer is yes. The obvious answer is yes, because you're thinking about it. If you're asking this question, you've encountered the idea, the business model of wholesaling, which is basically finding deeply discounted properties, locking them up under contract, and then selling the contract in exchange for wholesaling fees. Okay. Why do you get paid? Because you help people that are too busy find deals, or you help people that would not find the deal. Otherwise, you help them find the deal, and you get paid very handsomely for finding such deals. The highest I've gotten paid for doing exactly what I just told you, it didn't involve my personal credit, didn't involve my personal cash. The only thing involved is sweat equity for the most part, which is learning how to market, right? That's called wholesaling, okay? So should you wholesale? Well, if you're looking for a nice, healthy income on the side, it's a beautiful skill set to learn, okay? But here's what I'm going to tell you. Here's when you should not wholesale, okay? If you think by any chance, remotely, that this is some kind of get rich quick stuff, right? Don't wholesale, okay? The fact of the matter is that you will get rich quick with some diligence, some consistency, keeping things simple, but also learning the skill set. You will make money, and you will make more money than an average human being, okay? However, you will only lose money if you come here into this game with the mindset of get rich quick, okay? If you get rich in the next 5 years, is that get rich quick? Yes, absolutely, because most human beings will actually never get rich, okay? If you make $10,000, $20,000 per month, $30,000 per month from an average deal, right, in the next 2-3 years, from taking the time, 6 months or so, or maybe less, or maybe more, to learn the skill set, is it worth it? Is that kind of like getting rich quick? Yes, when you look at things from a grand scheme, considering that most people will never get rich, or most people will never make more than $4,000 a month, right? But that mindset, when you're looking at things from a standpoint of you're about to put in effort, that mindset can put you in a position of lack of patience, okay? Can put you in a position of entitlement, where you feel like, oh, people that teach this, they're just teaching it because they just, well, if you can't comprehend the idea of somebody flipping a piece of paper, right, for $10,000, if that doesn't even make sense, if you haven't taken the time to understand that lawyers do that all the time, right? They flip contracts all the time. When you see people advertise big billboards and say, if you had an accident yesterday, we're going to help you. If where your mind goes is they're just going to help you just because they're nice. If you don't understand that, that's a business model for them. I would say avoid coming into this game. If you have a problem with upsells, right? If you have a problem with spending money on tools, if you have a problem comprehending, wrapping your mind around the idea that at the end of the day, this is business, okay? Meaning you have to serve people, right? If you have a problem comprehending that, I would say avoid wholesaling real estate, because it's business like no other, like any other business, and your faith will be tested, okay? There will, in the beginning, you could close a deal very quickly within a week, which is a setup for disappointment, because the next deal will not come that quick, right? Because you're brand new, right? But if you have a problem spending the next 3 months mastering the skill set, we have an 11 days challenge to help you set up a campaign. It's not 11 days to close a deal. It's 11 days to start generating leads. If you don't know the difference between leads and deals, if you don't understand, if you will not comprehend the idea that lead generation is how you measure success, and not how many deals you close, right? I will say, don't bother, okay? But if you understand that this is a game of business and life, like any other thing, and you will have to give, the more value you bring into the game, the more money you're gonna make, okay? If you're a little bit patient, more than the next person, or you're at least willing to learn how to be patient more than the next person, and you want to learn skill sets over the next 11 days that you can repeat over and over every 11 days. So 22, 33 days, 44 days that you can go through, you're willing to dedicate so you can make $10,000, $15,000, $20,000, $30,000 a month if you're willing to understand that it's a skill set. And we're talking marketing skill set to be precise. If you're willing to understand that, yes, you should wholesale real estate. If you don't, if you're just looking for a fly-by-night because some guy, some kid you know around the block said, hey, he's wholesaling, everyone should be wholesaling too. You're just a fanboy on Instagram, don't bother. You're going to get frustrated out of the game, okay? And it won't be anybody else's fault. In fact, it won't be your fault, but I'm letting you know right now, stay out of the game of entrepreneurship altogether if a little bit of frustration frustrates you. If you see frustration as an obstacle, that, hey, just another obstacle we need to get over, and absolutely entrepreneurship, especially wholesaling real estate, is for you. All right, so that's the way I would answer that question. All right,
to learn more about real estate wholesaling and investing, please visit www.smartrealestatewholesaling.com, and for our quick start program, go to www.11dayschallenge.com.